Huh? I think there's an acclimation period for everyone, but you know, I'm from the South, so we have hot days like this. It's just a little bit different being in Kansas City.
What's the experience been like on the field?
It's a learning experience. It's a huge learning experience, and things are flying at 100 miles an hour. Once again, the rookies, we haven't had a moment to think and rest since, you know, last July, really. And right now, it's just a whirlwind of information. And right now, we're having to compete. We're having to show what we can do and make good impressions. But it's been great. It's been fun. Loving it here in Kansas City, just continuing to work and try to get better. I hope so. I sure hope so. You know, I have high expectations for myself, but you know, every rep is important here. Every single thing counts. Everything's a job interview. It doesn't matter if it's a run play that's going away from you. What you do on the backside is important. So there's a lot of attention to detail here. I'll wait for that to pass. But I'm really enjoying working with Coach Tobe on special teams. Returning kicks has been exhilarating, and you know, I didn't get the chance to do that at Georgia, but it's been that's also a huge learning experience and a learning curve. But you know, after you catch the ball, it just comes down to being an athlete. So I'm really enjoying it and hoping to get better at that as well. I did work on it in college. I just really didn't do it that much in games. We had some really talented guys back there, and they tended to like to go with the smaller scat back type. You know, that's not difficult when you're inside and it's the first play on a drive and there's air conditioning. Once you get out here and bullets are flying and it's hot and it's hard to think, then that becomes difficult. You got to pay attention, and it gets really hard when there's a long play being called and there's certain tags and words that speak to you. So you have to pay attention a lot. But, you know, most definitely the most difficult part is translating those things into the plays, because every single play moves and changes as the defense does. Yeah, I think so. And I think that, you know, I'm made for an offense like this. And I believe that, you know, with the coaching that I'm getting from Coach Cully, you know, I'm getting better as a player. And that's really one of the important things in this offense, is you got to be able to do everything as a receiver. So I'm feeling like I'm getting better at that. And, you know, right now I'm just trying to keep my head down and keep grinding. Day one. As soon as you come in and you meet the quarterback, that's when that connection really starts, you know, to live. And you got to show that you're a professional. You got to show that you're here to work. And you got to show that you're about business and that you're going to get things right. If a quarterback comes back and has a correction, you fix it that day. You don't make that mistake again. And there's a lot. There's a lot going on. So you might make mistakes multiple times, but every time you get told about it, you fix it. So it's just creating that rapport with the quarterback to the point where he can trust you. At this point, they're telling you what they want. You know, that's why you come here. You're in the National Football League. You do what you're asked to do. And if you're not that good at it, you work on it until you're great at it. And that's really what being a receiver in the league is really about. It's being well-rounded and being the player who can make all those plays.
Chris, what have you learned from watching
Avon? Just how to be a professional, how to go about your business, how to be efficient with your reps. And that's a really big deal here, because being healthy is very important. You take a lot of reps, you run a lot, and taking care of your legs, but then also being explosive, clean in and out of your breaks, is really hard to do. So being able to learn from those guys has been invaluable. Every single rep that they take, I watch.
How much does it help having Aaron Murray? You know, a guy who's been in the system for a year, you've already got a little bit of that rapport you were talking about, I'm sure, from your days in Georgia. So how much does that help having him here?
It helps tremendously. It helps because Aaron knows how I work. Aaron knows how I think, and he's able to ease that transition a little bit more. And if there's a question that I can't get answered by Coach Cully or by, you know, someone else who's in that huddle that I'm in, I can go after practice and I can sit down with Aaron and ask those questions. He's been here. He knows the answers. So being able to work with somebody like that, there's constant information coming everywhere. But having someone who knows you eases the transfer of information.
Is Aaron Murray different than the guy you knew at Georgia? Is he a different quarterback? Have you seen some things from him already?
For sure. For sure. You know, there's more maturity from him. And even Aaron is still learning things about this offense. When Aaron was at Georgia, he knew everything that there was. This offense is so big and grand, and every year wrinkles are added. Aaron is still evolving as a quarterback himself, and I think he's light years better than he was. To an extent, it reminds you of coming into college, but this is completely different. Going into college, you don't know if you can play football or not. Coming here, you know that you can play football, but it's learning how to play football on a different stage, on a different level, with more pressure, and learning how to play and be adaptive in different ways. So there's another tier of learning, and it comes at you so much faster. In college, they kind of ease you into things, and they allow you to, you know, accept the transition as it comes. Here, they throw you in the fire. They throw you straight in there, and they want to see who rises out of it.